Blessings is what I want to talk to about tonight. We have a tremendous blessing in many different ways, and one is the very church, the church here that we're in. You benefit and are built up and exhorted, even scolded, by the blessing that you have in this church. God has given the church to help those that can't seek out and get their own blessing, what it amounts to. I was that way for a lot of years, and in instances day to day, I'm still that way, waiting for the church to bring me the blessing, and God has been faithful to bless us. But as I was thinking of this, the church and these tremendous blessing it is, it's so many times we don't go after the blessing for ourselves. We sit back and let the blessing come to us, and you don't see it as much here, perhaps, as you would in a one-man pastorate where the pulpit is a guarded, sacred place where only one man speaks, and all the blessing that you receive comes from him. You have an opportunity in the open meeting. You have an opportunity with pastors that aren't jealous of this little sacred square here. And you get to be blessed by the words and the insight that different brothers have. We even allow some of the sisters to give her testimony as we do the missionary ladies. And what a blessing it is. But you know, the mission conference has a purpose. And that, the reason we're here this week is we're looking for God's blessing in ministries. We want to see something happen in individual lives. We went to Mexico, and my purpose in going was to be just a helpmate to these other missionaries. And it's, as Bill was talking, I think the Lord really handles things well. He scratched my opening for this message last night in my preparation, and Bill gave it in his opening. And I think he did a better job, and so thank Bill. It comes a time when these physical blessings, a nice house, decent car to drive, all these things for the serious Christian worker has to wane. And you have to start taking a spiritual look at what blessing do I want spiritually from the Lord? What do I want to see gained for the glory of the Lord and not for my comfort and my ease in this life? Do you ever wish for that blessing? The spiritual blessing? Do you ever say, Lord, I've been blessed by this brother, and I admire him, and he's my hero, and I want that kind of an impact in someone else's life? Are you satisfied to sit back and absorb the blessing that's given by another spiritual brother? You ever wonder why that brother, at nearly every meeting, he's got a message that just touches my heart, and you sit silent in your chair and absorb it, thankful for it, you even grow because of it? But do you ever want that blessing? Do you ever want to touch someone else? Do you ever want to be an important player in the local church? God wants us to be active members. This isn't a one voice and a one leadership. This is a body that functions together. This is a theme that I harp on over and over again. You've heard me preach it here before, and I'll preach it again. I preach it down in San Luis. The church has to function together. And that means that each person has to bring their blessing. We have an example I'd like to go to in Genesis chapter 32. We have Jacob. He's wrestling with a man, it says. He wrestled a man. We have here an example of someone that wanted a blessing. He wanted this spiritual blessing. He wanted something much greater than what meets the carnal eye. He wanted to be blessed of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wanted to have a spiritual blessing that would affect the ages to come. Let's read Genesis 32:24-29. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hath thou power with God and with men, and hath prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou ask after my name? And he blessed him there. To be an important part of the blessing in this church, more than your presence, more than the fact that you do maintenance on the building, which is necessary, more than the fact that you prepare the meals, which we'll all appreciate in just a short time, the spiritual blessing is far deeper and far greater. And if you want to see a part of that, there are some things that you have to go through that Jacob went through. First thing I saw is that he was alone. Your spirituality begins with a relationship between you and the Lord. You don't start out with a great group of people in this church and suddenly you are a spiritual man. You can receive spiritual blessings. You can go home on cloud nine, but you aren't a spiritual man until you spend some time alone with the Lord. That's a time alone in His Word. That's a time before Him on your knees. That's time where He can speak to you and deal with the things in your life. A spiritual man has to be alone with his Lord. And it says that he wrestled. This isn't a wrestling. This isn't a contest like we're watching on the Olympics. As important as it seems to everyone that watches and partakes, it's still just a game. Still just a game. The wrestling that we do has an eternal weight of glory. We're talking about the souls of men. We're talking about being a minister that for all of eternity will be known as one who obtained, who fought the good fight and have obtained, and will arrive, as Bill was talking this morning, with the crowns of His glory for all of eternity. Wrestling for this blessing is not something that's much more serious than running for the gold medal. It's much more serious than living in a fine house. Much more serious than any physical thing that will perish away. The things that we have and that we strive for, that Bill spoke for this morning, was in his opening, are material, and they will pass away. And there's not wrong to strive for them, but they don't bring the spiritual blessing. We're not here in this mission conference to touch the surface. We want to go all the way to what God has. Do you want the spiritual blessing that makes you a blessing to the church? In 25 or 24, it also says that he wrestled with the man until the breaking of the day. It isn't an instant thing. We live in a world of instant potatoes and instant everything, and just shake a little water and put it in the microwave. Your spirituality isn't something that's going to happen overnight. It's something that you don't have, and you can say, I have it. It's something that the Lord will instill in you over the time that you wrestle with Him for it, the time that you fight against the things in your personal life that hinder you from obtaining that blessing, and then the trials to prove whether you really do have it or not. The trials in your life are to see if that blessing that you think you have, that spirituality that you have, is really of the Lord, or is it just another show that we've learned to put on? Something I tell the people that we deal with in Mexico is that religion is just teaches you to be a hypocrite. It teaches you how to put on the face of spirituality. It teaches you how to act as spiritual people. And you have missionaries. You have preachers. You have faithful churchgoers that are hypocrites because they're not really spiritual people. They've been taught by religion how to act, how to move, how to speak, and that show goes on. But in your heart, you know whether or not you have contacted the Lord. You know whether or not you have a spiritual relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says that he prevailed till the breaking of the that he wrestled until the breaking of the day. There's going to be some real wrestling in our lives to gain this spirituality that Jacob was seeking, and that you and I need to have. A perfect union with the Lord. Some of the wrestlings that come up is those very things that we talked about that's not bad to have. A fawn. To be so preoccupied with the car you drive. To be so enwrapped in obtaining a house that no one else can have and everyone's going to all to see. Takes away your ability to be a spiritual person. To be a spiritual man and woman for the Lord. God has designed things in such a way that we have to give up some of these things. We're going to have to wrestle with our flesh. The great battle is between the flesh and the spirit. Our flesh does not want us to see a spiritual man. Our flesh says our spirit can be there if it just behaves itself. You can't be a fanatic. You can't just throw everything in this world aside and run for the prize. You just keep it calm and be sweet and just try to balance the flesh and the spirit together. We die into Christ, that we die to the flesh, that we can live under Christ. And in my personal life, I had to come to the point when I had to die to myself. And many of you have heard my stories and all that. I won't go into it, but each and every one of us have to do that. There's things that our flesh desires, and we can be the normal Christian life should be the spiritual life, but the known Christian life. The average Christian, like where the most people touch in, are chair warmers, and they don't obtain this spiritual blessing. Verse 25, it says, And he saw that he prevailed not against him. Here's the man seeing that he prevailed not against Jacob. Are we willing to fight until the very thing that's holding us back, the very sin, secret thought, the physical thing that we strive so hard to obtain, are willing to fight until that very thing says, I give up? You really mean business. You really want to be blessed by the Lord to the point that this thing won't bother you anymore. Here you have the man wrestling with him through the night. He says, hey, it's getting late. You're not going to give up. Let me go. Let me go, for the day breaketh, he said. One thing you want to learn in verse 25, that the devil, your flesh, and the things that hold you back aren't going to play fair. 25 says that he touched the hollow in his thigh. Here they are, and they're in a wrestling match. And there's no judges. There's no rules. I don't know how you see this, but I don't think he played fair. And that's going to happen in your life. You're going to decide to follow the Lord, come what may, and the things come that you aren't going to expect. The things come in your life that's going to say, wait a minute, that's not what I planned on. That's not what I expected. This isn't a fair play here. Spiritual life requires that you're going to have to give up the things that you love dearest. And you can never have those things unless you give them up before the Lord. You have to let go of some things and say, Lord, I'll trust in you to give my needs. The thing I see about this is that Jacob prevailed. In this world, we have two people, two classes of people. We have the prevailers and we have the quitters. Well, Christians that have said, I want a spiritual blessing, and they've been given an opportunity to obtain it by passing through sorrow and hardship with joy and rejoicing. And they said, no, I can't bear that. And they relinquished the opportunity to reach the prize. The Olympics are on our minds, and you see these ones, that joiner, even though she finally retired, she won the race with a pulled hamstring. Pain that you can't imagine bear, running through that, winning that race was that important. And we say, Lord, do we have a goal? We know we have a goal. We have something much more greater than a gold medal in the Olympics. We have something much greater than any physical thing we can think of, obtaining the spiritual blessing of the Lord. And we get a little pain. We get a little thing in our physical life. And it says, maybe it isn't quite worth it. Why do you see a difference in the people that serve the Lord? The obtainers and the unobtainers. Because some have quit. And the very things that come into our lives that physically and carnally we hate is the very proof whether or not we're going to obtain. Rejoice always. Give thanks in everything. A good yardstick to see where we are. When things pass in our lives, we say, thank you, Lord, I'll trust you in this. You're obtaining a little closer to that blessing. You're wrestling a little more with that thing that would like to keep you from obtaining the blessing, and you're winning. I want to stand before the Lord and be known as one who has obtained, one who has prevailed against my own flesh. And that's my weakness, my desires, what I want to do, what I see as my niche in this world. What about what God has for me to do? And it's a daily thing. It's not a one-time commitment. You have to fight this all your days, and God will bless you if you just don't quit. Obtain some things, as Brother Bill was saying. Verse 26. We mentioned it already. It says, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. Go for the blessing. Lord, I want to obtain this spiritual blessing. I want to have more than a mediocre Christian life. I want to be one that is important to this church and carries on the ministry that I've received. How much have you received for being here? Do you think that those messages were just off the top of the head of the preacher? Do you think maybe he spent some time in the Word of God and applied himself and became prepared to bless the church? The reason you don't come with a blessing is because you haven't prepared. I've been there more times than I haven't. Go to our own meetings. I'm the leader now that Michael's gone. I'm the pastor of the church, and I show up with an empty head, with nothing, with no blessing, because I quit on that day. I said, no, I got other things. My car broke down. We got a mixture that's bad. I got 100 other things that I saw more important than striving for the blessing. And it's the way in each one of our lives. Verse 28 says, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a, you can be, that you're known as having power. Jacob had power before God. You want to convince men that their ways are wicked and convince men to accept the Lord Jesus Christ? You want to have power with men? Takes a spiritual blessing. And no matter what else you do in this mission conference, you don't decide to go for the spiritual blessing. Everything else is a waste of time. It's a waste of time in your spiritual life in your Christian life if you don't go all the way. God doesn't want mediocre. He wants people that are on fire, that are hot. I keep thinking in Spanish, that's why I can't come up with the right. You spew them out of their mouth. You'll spit out the lukewarm. And the Lord is looking for men and women who wrestle with the things in their life that impede them from going all the way. He's looking for men and women who will hang on and not quit. He's looking for men and women that will prevail against the very things in oneself that hinder us from being spiritual. Verse 29 says, "And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there." I'm really accused, and probably rightly so, of being overly practical. Michael, my son, is overly spiritual. I think he doesn't think about practical things at all. And I don't think about spiritual things. I'm all practical. But if your spiritual life doesn't affect you practically, of what good is it in this earth? If your commitment to the Lord doesn't change you practically, physically, then what's this stage we're playing on here for? We'd have a practical change. And the only way is that you understand what it is that impedes you from gaining. There's practical things, there's practical instances in our lives that impede us from being spiritual men and women. You got to get a name on them. Jacob says, "I want to know your name. I've fighting with you. You've been a bother to me. I'm going to limp the rest of the years of my life because of you. I want to know what your name is." You ever identify the very sin, the very thought life, the very thing that impedes you from being a spiritual person? Bill talked, he brought up the very beating the air. Exactly the point. Unless you know what it is that holds you back from being God's, being blessed of God, you're just beating the air. It's easy. It's the easiest way to go to fight sin. Just cover your eyes and take a straw and swing at the air. Just beat the air. You look like you're fighting sin, but in reality, until you know what the sin is, you won't ever confront it. You won't ever put a hit on it. You won't ever win over that thing in your life. Put a name on it. Put a name on your problem. Put a name on what's between you and the blessing of God. And then you can wrestle with it. Then you can identify it. By identifying it, you can actually get a hold of it. You can go to the Word of God with that very thing named and identified. You can wrestle, and with the power of God, it can be won. And you can have the spiritual blessing. In Ephesians 1, Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us in all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. This earth isn't heavenly. We have to fight for that blessing here in this earth. We have to fight to be the messenger that God wants us to be, the missionary, the wife, the church member, the whatever you want to name it. It's a practical thing that we have to bring down to this earth. We can joy in the blessings that we have in heavenly places, but here in this earth, we need to put forth a little effort. We need to wrestle against the things in our flesh that cause us to lose that blessing, cause us to be a hindrance to the church, cause us to be nothing more than those that absorb the blessing. This mission conference, it is my desire to begin to fight some things in my life. My desire to begin to see where I've got some things I've got to work on, where I've got to wrestle with it. I got to take it to the mat. And I challenge you today. Take some things to the mat. Understand what there is between you and the Lord. What there is that's holding you back, and put a name on it and go after it. Put some things behind you. You may limp the rest of your life after wrestling with it. You may have to give up some things in this life. You may not be able to drive the car you want. You may not be able to live where you want to live, but you'll have the blessing of God. The blessing of God that's waiting for you can have now. Amen.